You would not believe what is going on in Europe right now. I don't think it would be an exaggeration to use the word unprecedented, because a lot of this stuff even surprised me. I hadn't heard about at least 40% of the things I'm going to tell you today, because you will not find this in any mainstream media. If anything, they tend to report on the opposite, or they tell you about some latest celebrity or something else to distract you. So I was honestly quite shocked when I read some of these reports, when I did my update this week on Europe. Each month I do a research project to see how the economies are doing in different countries and continents. I track it and all these other things. So let's get straight into what is actually going on then, because Europe really is on fire at the moment. We are seeing, we'll talk about the protests first, but we are seeing mass protests on a level that hasn't been seen in a generation, is what they're calling it. So just in France alone, there was over 1.2 million people protesting in the streets. Some of these scenes are it's absolute carnage, let's just say that. And the media makes out, they said it was 10,000 people. It's not 10,000 people, it was 1.2 million people protesting against both Macron and also the change to the pension age. Now, you think about this. You've worked your entire life, you've paid into the pension pot, as it were, and then you're told that you have to work longer to actually qualify for that pension. Well, no, that's unfair and unreasonable. You've already paid into it, even though it doesn't really work like that. The government just spends the money anyway. But not only were the 1.2 million people in Paris, but they also had anti-NATO protests across 30 other locations across France. This is something you're not hearing about. There are 23 countries right now protesting against NATO and the sending of weapons to Ukraine. Have you heard that on any mainstream media? I very much doubt it. We also have protests in a number of Italian cities, Genoa, Milan, again, as many as 10,000 people protesting different things. Actually, they had both the political parties on the left and the right that came together at one protest and united against the government. Now, we're going to jump through all of these different protests and things like that, but I don't just want this to be a protest video, because there's a lot more going on. Europe now facing a water crisis. There are massive droughts right across Europe. And even though it's the European Union and they're all friends, well, what did I say happens when we talked about that example of the League of Nations? When push comes to shove, countries close ranks and they don't want to help and do this other thing. So what's happening with water at the moment? They are saying, oh, well, we've got a shortage ourselves, so we can't help these other places. Spain especially has a major crisis. They're calling it a potential humanitarian disaster. So the government has just passed a law for a 40% reduction of water for agriculture. What a surprise that agriculture gets hit first. You know what I'm talking about there. But only 15% reduction for industry and 0% reduction for heavy industry. Again, what a surprise. They're also going to limit the daily supply per inhabitant. It doesn't exactly say what that means, but they're going to be doing some sort of limits to households. There's no details on that. Food prices are now up as an average across the EU by 18.4%. So double that and call it 35% or so, and you've got a more accurate figure. But there's other places that have seen 50% just in the last 10 months. I think Hungary was one of those countries as an example. Now, the EU did put out a statement, but again, this is always just lie after lie. They are saying that the energy prices and the food prices are due to Putin's brutal invasion of Ukraine and cutting off our food and energy. Look, I'm no lover of Putin, let me just say that, but that is not true. He didn't cut off the food and energy. This was a self-sanction that's caused this. And even the grain supplies are not going to cause a 50% increase across the EU in food prices. This is crazy. Another thing they said is that the people of the EU are happy to suffer at the moment with these food and energy prices if it will help the citizens of Ukraine. Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. Hundreds of thousands of people protesting around Europe against sending weapons to Ukraine says otherwise, as well as all of these energy and food crisis. And Wall Street is betting that the EU economy right now is going to implode. And they said it could eventually collapse if they don't fix the current problems and if war breaks out. So it doesn't go into exact details of who on Wall Street has said that, but that was a Bloomberg article that just came out. And then we have another one that's just come up. Will 2023 bankrupt Europe's businesses? Now listen to this, because this one is nuts. Even I didn't know these statistics. Bankruptcies, and this is across the EU, are already up 26.8% as at Q3 of last year, 2022. But in Spain, that number was 59.5%. France was 51.6%. Across the EU, transport and warehousing saw a 72.2% spike in bankruptcies. And France and Spain just saw an unexpected rebound in inflation. So their inflation that they were told is now coming down has just rebounded and gone back up again. Again, that falls into my two inflation peak theory. We then have this. 2 days ago, the UN High Commissioner outlined his concern for 40 countries. He claimed that we are dangerously close to levels where contempt for the human being reaches agonizing levels prior to war. So what else have we got then? We have got Slovakia, anti-NATO rally. Again, tens of thousands of people. You've basically got right now, again, we talked about this last year, the breaking down of a major economic continent, which is Europe. And this is what I was talking about before. The risk with Europe breaking down the EU is that you have one central bank, the ECB. You have one main currency, the euro. If this isn't managed correctly with Lagarde and everyone else, this could implode. I mean, I'm not exaggerating or being overly sensationalist when I say this. The euro could implode if they don't get a grip on this and they don't stop. And again, it's only certain politicians, but certain politicians actually want to send in ground troops, NATO ground troops, into not just the Ukraine region, but into Russia. Now, this is just crazy talk to say that you want to have a war with Russia, because this, I mean, mark my words on this, this would pull in the other countries. It would pull in China and all these other major players. You're really just giving, you know, other countries an excuse, and that's what we don't want. So I really think that the EU needs to be very careful. And remember, the EU and the presidents of the EU and everything else, these are not elected officials. People think they are, but they are not elected officials. Over in Germany then, massive protests, mainly in Berlin, against the arming of Ukraine against Russia. We also had a climate protest, a huge climate protest in Germany. So this was in Berlin, and they're calling for tougher government action against global warming. Munich, approximately 10,000 people took to the streets. But you've also got anti-war rallies in Russia. 4,300 people were recently detained on Sunday just gone at a rally there. But this is the statistic that I find the most staggering out of all of this. So we've already alluded to food and energy. Those prices are spiking in Russia. Why? It's very, very simple. We know what's happening with the food supply. The food supply has reduced supply and demand. At the same time, the currency supply has expanded. So you've now got more currency, not chasing the same amount of food, but chasing less food. Obviously, you're going to get mass inflation, and that's what we're seeing. It's very simple to actually calculate this. But the energy prices are a slightly different beast. The EU and all the politicians are saying it's because Russia cut off the energy supply. This is not correct. And again, I want to be clear, I'm not taking sides in the conflict and all this sort of stuff. My job really is to just tell you the facts and the statistics around it. I don't get into the emotion, even though people want me to get into the emotion behind all of this. My job really is the economics of it. So what is the truth behind the energy prices, the soaring energy prices? Is it that Russia cut off Europe? The answer to that is no. Europe cut off Europe from the energy because they said they didn't want to fuel the income going into Russia's war machine. And what I said is that this will result in a self-sanction. Energy prices will explode like you've never seen. That has now happened. And the other thing I said is Russia's just going to sell that energy anyway to India and China and Africa and all sorts of other places that just don't care about this. South America, they don't want to get into the squabble. And guess what? That's exactly what we've seen here. So don't get sort of caught out by what the media says and that all the energy's been cut off and things like that. It's just not true. So the number then, the staggering statistic, is that there's now been 12,500 protests across 148 countries over food, fuel, and the cost of living crisis in 2022. And the most of these, guess where they were? Western Europe. This is supposed to be the wealthiest region in the world, Western Europe, these countries. And yet all of these breakdowns are occurring there. And actually, this is what we see as we go into the sort of final stages of an empire. You see where you do have this kind of breakdown of the economy, as it were. And that's as a result of food. Remember, we always need food and water. What has the food and water been driven by to such a mass supply? That is the energy input. That is the fertilizer input. That is the mechanized machinery, which runs on diesel. It's the entire diesel supply chain that we have. All of these things contribute to what Europe is now. As soon as you take that energy out, that natural gas, the diesel, the oil, all the other fuels, what happens is the heavy industry can't compete anymore. It can't produce the same amount at these cheap prices because the energy prices have gone up so much that they have to pass those costs on. And when the consumer is still earning the same wage and now they've got all this inflation and food and energy, and now all these other costs, they simply cannot manage it. So what happens is people then start to protest, they get upset, and that's why we're seeing all of these protests. This was very, very easy to forecast. There weren't really any shocks here. Now, the other thing that's happening is the ESG aspects. So the ESG is going on in Brussels and the Netherlands. So we talked about the Netherlands and the closing down of pretty much all the farms over the next decade. But now it's spread to Brussels. This one's slightly different. This is about nitrogen. So Netherlands is about the farming aspect. Brussels is nitrogen. So you've got 2,700 tractors right now blocking the streets in Brussels. We've also got other things going on across the continent. Truckers are blocking highways. Oil shipments have been halted in France. Refineries, Total Energies, Esso, ExxonMobil, Petronius Groups, all of these refineries right now are closed. According to the media, these refineries are not open, meaning that this is going to have a knock-on effect to energy supplies and industry in France and the EU as a whole. A fifth of flights have been cancelled. Trains to Germany and Spain are expected to come to a halt this week. Also to the United Kingdom and to Belgium will be reduced dramatically. High-speed trains have been cancelled. The Eiffel Tower is closed. The Palace of Versailles is closed. And this, ladies and gents, this just goes on and on and on. In Georgia, there is massive protest between police and protesters over a freedom of speech new law. Water cannons and tear gas have been used. They even had to bring in special forces to actually deal with the crowd. I mean, this is how crazy it got. But I'll tell you one thing that has, this was updated today, is that the government over in Georgia has now, and by the way, I'm talking about Georgia, the country, not the state in the USA. The government there has now withdrawn this proposal, which apparently limited freedom of speech. I haven't seen it myself. That's why I use the word apparently. Now, there's another massive event in Switzerland where there was a huge demonstration, which was authorized by police. So you know what kind of demonstration this is. And it was for the banning of fossil fuel plants. So this was enormous. It was a very carefully organized protest. The police allowed it. And the spokesman for the protest said this. Are you ready? Get this. Now is the time to close all of the fossil fuel plants across the country. Only dramatic action like this will cause politicians to act. Yeah, great idea. Close all of the power plants across Switzerland. Have you seen the weather right now? It is absolutely freezing. I don't know about where you are, but we've got a massive snowstorm today. Can you imagine if all the power plants were turned off and there was no heating today? Because unlike a lot of people, I have a wood burner, but I know most people don't have these things. It would be a disaster. We've still got the protest going on in Greece. 40,000 people now are protesting about the train crash that caused 57 people to die. Tunisia, there is a breakdown in Tunisia. They're trying to get rid of the president there. And then this one made me laugh. So we just talked about Switzerland protesting to close down the fossil fuel plants. Well, in Norway, there's a massive protest on to close down the wind farms. So, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's crazy. Moldova, there are massive protests in Moldova. They want the government to subsidize the energy bills because the people can't afford energy bills there anymore. And then this was the one that made me laugh the most out of everything. Now, I don't mean laugh as in funny, but laugh as in ironic. In Spain, the people protesting on the street, you ready for this one? So this is an anti-government protest. You know who these 4,000 demonstrators are? It's the police force. Yes, the police are the ones protesting against the government in Spain right now about this new law that's being passed about photos and images and things like that. So honestly, this is just insane. What we're seeing is a total breakdown, implosion of the European continent. I don't really know how else to explain it. And if they don't get a grip on this now, if they don't take care of everything, you're not just going to see a recession, which is already here. They're trying to hide it. But you're not just going to see a recession, but you could see a depression as well. You could see this completely imploding with jobs just collapsing. They have a massive problem with all sorts of energy and food and now migration. Obviously, the EU is a lot more open towards their border policies. So there's a lot of migration, which again, we talked about in 2020 as a forecast through to 2027, that we would see this continued levels of migration. We also talked about the seas people, that story I told you there, and why that occurred. So all we're seeing is a repeat of history. That's what these books are for. All you have to do is read history and you'll see the patterns, and then you won't ever be taken by surprise by all of these events that are occurring right now. It is concerning. It is worrying. I know. I feel the same way about it all. But this is why I keep saying to you, you've got to prepare the best you can for what is going right now, because I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you how this is going to end. Maybe we just see another second peak of inflation like the theory I put out across to you all. And that was a few months back now. And that's it. Things go away. The war goes away. Conflict goes away. And we go back to some sort of normality, but with much lower standard of living, not just across Europe, but also across the West in general. That includes the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. That's what is the best case scenario, a much lower standard of living. But the worst case scenario is what we talked about in yesterday's video, where this whole conflict could spill over. It could spill over into mainland Europe. We just don't know what's going to happen here. But if it does spill over and sort of NATO gets involved militarily, I can tell you it's not going to end well. The only thing that you would want to be doing at that stage is being as far away from metro built-up areas as possible. Having your own homestead and, you know, raising your own food and animals or whatever else. But I'll wrap up there. I won't go into too much more today. But if this snowstorm passes, then hopefully we can have a beautiful walk tomorrow for the weekly walk and talk. If not, we'll figure something out. But thanks so much for being a subscriber here and watching these videos. Really appreciate you. Take care. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow.